Today is a jarring day. Today is a day that starts with the triumphant entrance of Jesus into Jerusalem, but ends with him hanging from a tree. It's a day of tension as we hear the crowd's cheer of Hosanna morph into the jeers and bloodthirsty cry of Crucify him! Crucify him! It's a day when perhaps some of us wish we could just have the parade and the waving of palms as we once did in the church. It's a day when perhaps we wish we could just celebrate this day for what it is and let the rest of Holy Week play out at its designated time and place. Personally, I'm a huge fan of parades, and perhaps some of you are as well, even though next time it could be a little bit warmer. We are a people drawn to mountaintop experiences, to celebrations, to revelry and cheer. Maybe that's one of the reasons why we yearn to just wave our palms and shout, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Maybe it's because we know what lies ahead for Jesus and for us in the coming week. Or maybe it's because we know that our lives are not some continual celebration on the mountaintop. Our lives are not just one continual parade. Our lives, mind you, include a series of parade-worthy events. But much of our lives seems to be spent dwelling in the shadow of the valley. Experiences of struggle, of sadness, pain, and loss. The reason we need to hear the passion on this day of parades and palms is simply to remind us that through the cross, we have a God who enters into our suffering and our pain. Surely God did not create us for suffering. God doesn't plan out horrendous trials and tribulations in order for us to be able to prove our love for God. No, the reality, or better yet, the truth of the matter, is that God enters into the world, suffers, and dies in order to prove God's love for us. Now, this may be nothing new for us to hear this day, because we have heard it said so many times before. But it is crucial for us to hear it again and again and again. For in our lives, these lives that experience struggle and pain, in these lives our faith might waver. Our faith in humanity, our faith in institutions, our faith in the church, and yes, even our faith in God. But my brothers and sisters, what is made known in the story of Jesus' procession, arrest, and death is Christ's unwavering faithfulness towards us. Our convictions may change, but Christ never does. His investment in us, in all of humanity, in all of creation, is whole, is total. He has set his face towards Jerusalem, and in doing so, he sets his face towards Golgotha. In this setting of his face, he knows the very fate that awaits him. Perhaps the verse in our processional gospel about it was already late wasn't so much about the time or hour of the day, but a Johannine reference to Jesus' hour being close at hand, his exaltation on the cross closer than ever before. Regardless of St. Mark's intent, the stage is set for God's victory and for our vindication. The Lord's faithfulness to an unfaithful people would be forever proclaimed from Calvary's Mount and in the cross of Christ. The Sunday of the Passion, or any Sunday for that matter, would really be nothing without the cross. Luther, in his Theology of the Cross, makes it clear to us that the cross is the only source of knowledge concerning who God is and how God saves. It is the reading and hearing of the Passion that we are reminded of this very powerful truth. My brothers and sisters, what bears repeating this day of Palms and of the Lord's Passion is that everything in our life should be shaped by and transfigured by the cross. It is the place where we see Him empty Himself completely, resisting any and all avenues of divine power or protection. It is the place where God doubles down, fully committing to the restoration of this broken, shattered relationship, to undo that which we had done and could not undo. It is in the cross of Christ that we truly know what kind of God we have and how this God saves. In the cross we know to the very extent to which God would go out of love for us. In the cross we are reminded that God meets us in our suffering, in our rejection, in our loss and pain. And it is this God, in Jesus Christ, who in emptying Himself on the cross takes into Himself our shouts of crucify Him, our taunting, our derision, our very sin, and gives to us His grace, His mercy, His righteousness, His very life, in order that we might have life, a life of abundance, a life of forgiveness, a life worthy of a parade. Amen.